tensions between Sudan and Chad are growing following accusations that Sudan bombed four Chadian towns near Darfur on Friday. In recent weeks, the Sudanese army has clashed with Darfuri rebels in the region. Sudanese Armed Forces spokesman Sawami Khalid denied the accusations and said Sudan and Chad are working together to contain violence along the border.
The challenge accusation is not true. The Sudanese army and the air force did not attack any cities in Chad. There is a protocol between Sudan and Chad. We are not going to support any Chadian rebellious. We do not support any Chadian rebellious.
Sudan and Chad cut ties last spring after Chadian rebels launched an attack on the Chadian capital of N'Djamena in an attempt to unseat President Idriss Deby. Chad accused Sudan of harboring the rebels, and Sudan countered with accusations that Chad had armed Darfuri rebels. The humanitarian situation along the border between the two countries remains grim. The United Nations estimates that some 200,000 Darfuri refugees and 50,000 displaced Chadians eke out a tenuous existence in the desert region. The UN said on Friday that it will consider sending a peacekeeping mission to eastern Chad following Sudan's refusal to allow UN forces into Darfur. Tens of thousands of civilians have died since the fighting in Darfur began 3 years ago, and more than 2 million people have been displaced in Sudan and eastern Chad. Noel King for VOA News, Khartoum.